It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do a podcast time. I only got to adjust my headphones because your big fat head was
using
Anyway, it's the After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this, and I don't know, maybe I have kind of a dickish view on this, but I wanted
more
to get
likely,
your... More than likely, I'm a piece of shit. 26-year-old Jen Atkin was engaged to a guy back in 2015 until he dumped her when she gained weight. She says she got up to 238 pounds, mostly from bad eating habits. So after she got dumped, she decided to get into shape, joined a gym, and lost 112 pounds.
Wow.
That's not the end of it. She also started entering beauty pageants, and a few days ago, she was crowned the Miss Great Britain, which is the UK equivalent of the Miss America pageant. She also won Best Personality and says that was kind of her secret weapon. Quote, although my body has changed so much, I don't think my personality has, and I think that's what really helped me. She's also been dating someone new and says getting dumped ended up being the best thing that ever happened to her. Okay, so here's some pictures of her. I don't know if you can kind of see. Looks good. There she was before. And then she got all skinny and hot. Okay, yeah. So here's my take on this. Okay, so they were together, got engaged. She put on a bunch of weight.
Yep.
He dumped her. Now, I don't know the full story. Did he tell her maybe like, hey... You know, let's get healthy together. There's a way to, you know, I think there is a
way
to approach it. But I am a firm believer, and this is where my stance is on this, is that, again, I love my wife. She has an amazing personality. But part of any relationship is that attraction, too, physically. Mm. You got to have that physical side of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that. I think you can agree.
Yeah.
And if the other person isn't doing anything to improve or take care of themselves, you know, so this girl put on a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how skinny she was before, how much weight she put on.
Mm-hmm.
And even though personality is a big part of it, there still is that other side of it. Whether it be intimacy, just, you know, being attracted to your partner on a physical side. And if for some reason Kiki decided to stop taking care of herself,
mm-hmm.
I think as a partner, as a life partner, who, you know, is still, you know, attracted to the person, I think you should take care of yourself for your significant other. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. This is a hard situation to approach,
yeah.
Really, in both ways.
Because I don't think the guy is wrong at all for losing interest if the partner is not keeping up with it, because they're like, oh, it's fine, I'm married. And I fall into that too sometimes. I don't feel like if we go out, I try and dress up a little more for actually doing a date night or something like that, because I don't want to just go out and, you know, what I wear, like, to work. You know, like today, I'm just wearing khaki pants, a loose shirt, you know, something comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But if we're going out, like Friday night, Kiki and I have a date night, I'm going to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look good for her. She's going to dress up. We want to look nice for each other. And I think it also does go into the physicality of it. So now if the guy, like I said, she doesn't say, if the guy was like, hey, honey, you know, let's get healthy together. How do you tell your significant other, you know, they're getting fat?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, does that make sense?
It's a weird situation. So I totally understand your end of it. I see both sides, really.
Yeah.
Really, if you're going to marry somebody, you should just you. There are a lot of reasons you marry somebody, and a physical part is part of
yes.
it. I mean, that's just obvious. That's, you know. You don't wake up one day, oh my God, look at you.
Yeah.
You married that?
Yeah.
You know, but there's something unconditional about marriage too that really doesn't, like, to me,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm not going to say if, like, my wife blew up that I would be like, that's fine. You
mm-hmm.
know? I mean, I would,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, there's stuff that's unsaid between two partners mm-hmm. that you don't want to say. I'm trying to figure out the direction to go with this.
And I've seen a lot, too, where it's like, okay, you know, in order to approach it, you may say, honey, let's join a gym together. Come on, I want to start getting fit. And you put it more on you, on them. But I'm looking at, like, if someone's not changing, though, let's say, you know, your wife ends up putting on 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and then you kind of bring it up to them. Maybe it does affect your sex life. Maybe it does affect other parts of it, and then they don't do anything to change. Well, you got to be happy too.
Here's the question I have for the lady in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So were you getting bigger and gaining weight because you were comfortable and you felt like you didn't have to work towards anything because you already had it as far as guy wise, mm-hmm. like your husband, And because he broke up with you, you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God, I got way too big, and now you're skinny again. And what are you doing it for? To try to get him back or to attract other guys or do beauty pageants?
Is it revenge on there? And see, that's what kind of kills me is like, that's kind of unfair to the guy if you're just going to be, oh, just because you're engaged or you're comfortable in the relationship. And everyone, I've gained weight since I've known Kiki, mm-hmm. and that just happens. As you get older, I understand that. But also, too, I think there's something to it where it's like, if you've kind of given up mm-hmm. on the relationship and you're like, all right, we're settled, we're married, we don't need to impress anyone else, so we're just going to let ourselves go. I don't think that's fair to the other
person.
Fair.
You know why it's not, well, that's really not the way to put it. It's just not right because what it's going to extend to is so you're letting yourself go in a certain way. And then eventually you're going to let other things go because you're so comfortable. So it's like the first of many problems that come.
Yeah.
If you're just kind of letting yourself, it's being lazy basically.
Yeah.
Because she potentially can look like that.
Yeah.
And then she ended up looking like this.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have to know the reasoning when what she thinks after the situation of getting a divorce.
Yeah.
I still believe though, like if you do get married, you have to understand that eventually your old lady or the dude you're marrying mm-hmm. is going to get old one day, and they're not going to look the best. They're not going to look great.
No,
so you should get married and love that person unconditionally in that way.
Yeah.
As far as things happening along the way, things do happen in many different scenarios.
Yeah.
But the best thing you can do about it is talk about it.
Exactly.
You have to talk about it.
And that's what I'm saying. We don't know the full story here built up to the guy ending the engagement.
You know, if he talked to her about it
mm-hmm.
and she didn't do anything about it, you know, then I can see maybe where the guy is like, hey, I'm sorry. You know, we talked about it. This really is bothering me.
Yeah.
You know, it does make you look like an ass. But if you explain the situation out a little bit. So if he just broke up with her because one day he was like, my wife's fat. I can't do it.
Yep.
Haven't talked to her. But you know what?
Exactly. So I think you're seeing exactly where I'm at.
It's the situation of how it happened and how it developed.
And see, that's where I'm coming at here is it's like, again, we don't know the full story. We don't know if he did talk to her before he called off the engagement. Maybe mm-hmm. he did say, look, honey, you know, we both, stupid spam phone calls, you know, hey, maybe we both put on a little weight. Let's get healthy and everything. And then if you just give up, I do think along with the marriage, though, yes, obviously personality is great. And I know she's always going to be beautiful to me as she gets older. I actually think she's more beautiful now mm-hmm. than when I first met her. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's with age and I love her personality.
I beg the difference.
But
sorry.
That's funny. But you know, but you're still in a partnership and I'd want her too. Like me, I don't work out because I'm trying to impress the girls at the gym. I work out because I want my wife to be proud to call, and not that she's only proud because I'm staying in shape or anything. I know she loves me for my personality and all that, but also too, for her, I want her to be still attracted to me. I want to make sure that our life is the best that it can be in that sense. Mm-hmm. And if you just kind of give up, I think that's unfair to your significant other if you've just kind of given up because you're comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, and especially if you don't do anything to improve it. So yeah, maybe this guy did talk to her and say, hey, you know, I'm not happy. I want you to be healthier. And then she just didn't change. And then he dumped her. And then she's like, well, I got to change now. Well, that's kind of unfair to to your significant other, you know, and I don't think that's wrong to say. Mm-hmm. And not saying like I'm cracking the whip and telling my wife to eat salads. But I think there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And, you know, now just getting fit, you know.
Is she comfortable being that way? See, that's another thing, too, is those are two completely opposite types, body types right there. She was very large.
Dude, she was 238 pounds. That's a
very large.
That's
and then
good size.
Now she's a beauty pageant queen. Yeah. So where's the middle ground there? Is she happy? Is uh-huh. she doing it because I got a divorce and now I'm not going to eat a damn thing for a month?
She said, in the end here, it says, she says getting dumped ended up being the best thing that ever happened to her.
Why? Because she feels beautiful now? Because she feels accepted? See, there's a weird thing there, too, with people that just really need to understand your natural body weight and go with it. Lean into it. You know what? If you walk around big and proud or whatever, however they say it, I can't remember the quote, but, you know, those people are respected. Those are respectful men and women who are proud of their natural body weight. Mm-hmm. So it depends. You'd have to talk to her. Like, looking like a beauty queen. Are you struggling every night to go to sleep because you just threw up your dinner? I mean, happiness is key.
Yep.
Who gives a shit what you look like? And you start to realize that down the road when you get older and you start to mature a little bit and you start to understand what's important in life. Being happy is the most important thing in life. However way you want to do that. But being uncomfortable, if she is uncomfortable.
But you just said something there that I think is also key in the argument I'm making is being happy is the most important thing. If you're not also making sure your partner, because in a partnership, if you're single.
It's a team. You're a team.
Exactly. And if your partner's not happy and you're not willing to change that, well, you're not doing right by your partner. And again, we don't know the full story, so I'm not saying this lady's wrong. I'm not saying the guy's wrong. It kind of bothers me because I would never blame Kiki for being maybe unhappy with me if I'm just letting myself go and be like, well, you love me. It's fine. Am I not good enough for you? Well, yeah, my personality, I hope, is okay. But if I'm also just kind of giving up on that, you know, I think that's unfair. And now you go, so instead for this guy, you were totally fine just being that.
Right.
And yeah, you can be as accepting as possible, but now you get dumped and you're like, well, I'm going to be a better me than I was with him.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's kind of shitty to the guy.
Yeah.
And so vice versa. It could be the other way around. And you see that people like, well, I got dumped, so I got fit. Well, why didn't you get fit before?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why weren't you taking care of yourself before? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a wild situation. I really think it's how you approach it and how he approached it and how he did it is what's going to determine if he's an ass or not.
Yeah.
Here's another thing, man. That's a huge fluctuation in weight. So
you get that big once, you can get that big again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, is she comfortable? Like, here's another thing, too. You have to be happy within yourself before you can extend that to anybody else.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So even if she is skinny, beautiful, a pageant queen, but miserable, she's not going to be happy, nor is anybody going to be happy with that person because it's just you're not happy.
Yeah.
You're not happy with the inside.
How does she know, too, that, okay, now she's dating this new guy? You know, she gets comfortable again, you know?
Here's another thing that we need to put out in the air, too, is you know what's happening now? Marriage isn't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't taking marriage seriously anymore. You know what people are doing marriage now for? And I know, Brock, because, hey, and I'm not talking about any specific weddings that I have done in the past. So if you're listening to this and I've done your wedding, I am not talking about you because I've been approached before. So just putting that out there. People aren't taking marriage seriously
anymore.
No, it's not. They're doing it for the fucking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it because, well, it's what everybody else my age is doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for looks. They're doing it for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what marriage is for? It's a team effort. It's it's getting together with somebody that you plan to spend the rest of your life and sharing your life with.
Yep.
Beyond all, you know, all the problems that you're going to have, you know, through thick and thin, till death do us part.
Yep.
People aren't taking that shit seriously.
Yeah.
I did a wedding years ago. This was years ago, like 5 years ago. Saw the lady 2 weeks later. Like, oh, how's everything going? How was your, we got a divorce.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? 2 weeks?
It's a good time.
Seriously, think about this, guys, when you do, or girls, when you tie that knot. How serious are you about it?
Well, but also with that.
Because if this scenario here was dead serious,
mm-hmm.
I think the guy probably would have hung through thick and thin.
Yeah.
And she would have gotten thin after the talk.
But
maybe he would have been a little bit happier
if it was. And again, that's if. So again, we'll keep going back to this because we don't know the full story. We don't know before we paint a brush that the guy's a dick or the girl sucks, whatever. We don't know the full story. But if there was a conversation, because, and again, going back to my own marriage, let's say Kiki was just, she's like, I just don't, you know, I don't want to have sex anymore.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm your partner and I want to be intimate. Well, if I shouldn't feel bad about my happiness as well, and if you're not meeting me halfway, then you have to move on.
Let me throw a situation at you.
Yeah.
What if she says, I can't, or don't feel like having sex anymore because I can't, because there's a physical problem where she can't do it. Like, literally, she can't do it. So how where do you go from there?
That's a very good scenario. If sex, everything was off the table, but it was something out of her control. If there's nothing that we can do otherwise, then it would be a totally different situation.
Right.
I mean, hey, her mouth ain't broke.
There you go.
But, you know, but again, that's a compromise. Right. And I love my wife dearly. And even if she put on 100 pounds, I'm not saying I'm going running for the door. But also, too, though, you have to look at it is a partnership, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's through thick and thin. But with it being also a partnership, you have to be in that partnership with your partner, if that makes sense.
Which means everything's out in the open, which means you guys talk.
Yeah.
You have to talk. You have to talk about everything, because you know what's going to happen one day. Something's going to happen. Yeah. You're going to be like, well, you're fat, and I'm out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know, it blows up in
that
way.
But if the other person is given up and they're like, well, yeah, whatever, but you're supposed to love me, that's not how it works.
Right.
You have to be able, and I'm not—
100% agree with you on that.
That's what I'm kind of saying.
If your partner had given up and they don't plan on changing things, or at least attempting and trying.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, losing and gaining weight, whatever your situation is, isn't easy.
No.
It's not.
No.
It's a very—
gaining weight is easy. Losing weight isn't.
Right.
But there, you said trying.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
I have trouble gaining weight.
That's true.
You know?
But it depends on trying. And you said that there too, is that if the person's not putting any effort there, then you still have to— you cannot look at the other person who's like, look, you know, this
is— she could be the piece of shit in the situation if they had the talk.
Yeah.
And she, you know, put forth no effort.
Yeah.
Didn't want to try a bit.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden when it happens, now she puts forth the effort.
Yeah.
It's just—
yeah, because we don't know how long
you weren't
into
the relationship in the first place then.
Yeah.
So this scenario really could go either way depending on what happened during the relationship as far as talking and understanding.
Yeah, because if someone's with you through it all, and then you don't change, and then all of a sudden you decide to be a better version of you, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
It's not. And like I said, when you get older, and as you get older, I believe that looks kind of into the background a little bit. You know, I love my— obviously, when I first met my wife, I was extremely attracted to her the first time I saw her. I'm like, my God, this girl's gorgeous.
Well,
blah, blah, blah. It's the first thing you see with anybody. So anybody says, oh, you shouldn't— that's what you see for the very first. So, yes, I was very attracted to her physically right off the bat.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
was just fortunate that she had a great personality to go with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I married. I have been together with a lot of attractive ladies in my time. But none of them stood a chance as far as the question-wise.
Well, everything
comes
together.
Because a lot of them don't have a matching personality. It's few and far in between nowadays.
And I will say, too, I'm sorry, that the whole saying, oh, it's not about looks. It's what's on the inside. And look,
it's a combo of the—
it's
of
a
both.
Combo. Believe me, I have dated girls more attractive than, than other ones. You know, it's
not saying that you can't be a person that's extremely attractive and just love somebody for their heart that isn't attractive. That— because that is plausible. That
happens. It does happen. But also, too, again, when everyone says, well, looks don't matter. Yes, they do. Because when you see someone, that's the first— unless you're doing online dating and it's a complete blind date, but we are all still animals, and we still have our animal instincts.
Yeah, let's be honest. Typically, those aren't the best looking people saying that.
Yeah. It's always the uggo saying it.
Yeah.
There's so much to it. And it is a partnership. And before this guy gets painted, because I guarantee right now everyone is painting this guy like, oh, he's shallow and what a piece of shit and blah, blah, blah. But you don't know the full story. If it took her getting dumped to finally go, oh, wait. Oh, I need to change. It's like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the other person's just supposed to roll over and take it and just be like, well, I guess my wife's just going to, or my partner's going to be, you know, not going to care about how they look anymore. I mean, that's like if Kiki stopped showering and combing her hair and I'm like, hey, honey, I mean, could you shower, please? Could you maybe fix your hair? You know, there's nothing wrong with saying that. You know what I don't think so.
No, just know who you are. And don't fall into the trap of Instagram and social media telling you need to look like a goddamn filter.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, if you aren't the best looking person, work on that personality. Talk, social skills. Seriously, man. Some of the coolest, greatest people I know aren't particularly the greatest looking people, but man, their personality shines.
Well,
and they're just bubbly, and they're just— some of the most fun people aren't really the best looking people. It's because they have to make up in other ways for that. And I think they know that.
I think she got fake boobs too.
But there's nothing worse than like a 5 with like a 4 personality and a 4 motivation.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you're—
yeah, she did get fake boobs too. But it's like, okay, so you did all this for everyone else, but not for the guy who asked you to marry him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And who knows? I don't know if she looked like this before she got engaged or if she was close to this.
Well, here's the thing, too, is look at all these professional photos and look at her poses.
Yeah, now she's living the life because
screams.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of, like I said, I shouldn't say anything because I don't know the full story. But the guy initially asked her to marry him. He made that commitment to her, and then she gave up. And now, because she gave up, the guy, you know, I don't know. But now she's a 10, and she got her boobs done. She's got all this work done. She's taking all these photos, living this life. Because she decided to finally take care of herself?
I don't know.
I wonder if she's got any before photos, like way back. Doesn't look like it.
No, she got rid of all of those, man. She doesn't want anybody to know what she potentially could look like.
Yeah, just try. And again, I will continue to try. I've always told Kiki I want to be like that hot older guy for her. You know,
I really think though, man. Like if she did, if my wife happened to get very, very large. I'm a point in my life where I'm just like, I love her for her, man. I really don't care. I mean, yeah, I would care, but I'm not gonna put the fire out because of that.
No, but again, though, maybe I'm a jerk for saying this, but I do. I love my wife unconditionally. We've been through a lot in our time. But if she decided to give up on the relationship and I don't feel happy anymore and she's not willing to work and care about my happiness, well, then I think there's a deeper rooted problem there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you can't just give up just because you're right. Comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love your personality, but if you're also, again, intimacy, if that goes out the window and I'm not happy there, you're basically just roommates.
Yep.
Like, I think you have to look at that. You really do.
You know, with this whole marriage thing, I think we can just chalk it up. Everybody has problems. Everybody has issues. That's part of marriage. It's just what it is. It happens. It's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. Small or big. Here's the thing. Here's the answer. You just have to talk.
Yeah.
Don't let it build up inside of you.
Let's just ask.
Talk.
Even say this, too. Let's say I stop doing stuff around the house, and Kiki has asked me, like, can you help me out around the house? Mm-hmm. You know, I stop doing...
Because you know when the situation's getting serious.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I just decide not to... No, I'm not gonna help out. I'm not gonna do my part in
then
this relationship.
You shouldn't expect much more from her.
No, but I'm saying, though, but she has every right to be mad at me and look at that relationship, because if I stop caring about her happiness, just like my own, in this partnership... then I don't care enough about her, and she shouldn't have to worry about being with me. I got no problem saying that. If I'm not doing my part, then I am not being a good partner in that relationship, and that other partner needs to really evaluate it. Right. I'll say that.
Right, and doing stuff for other people is going to benefit yourself as well, where people immediately try to fix themselves first, and then, now it's going to be fixed. Now that I'm good-looking, the relationship's going to be fantastic. It's not how it works.
No.
You gotta want to do things for the other person.
Yeah,
it's just like for instance, somebody who has a disease. All right, we'll say like diabetes, just because it's relatable to me. I don't take care of myself at all until I have kids. You know, now I'm doing it for somebody, which you shouldn't. But it just screams that how many benefits you can get from giving your love to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing it for somebody else, it's going to benefit you in the long run. You keep scrolling through these pictures. She's just in love with herself.
She is now. And you know, and it's like, that's great, but why weren't you doing this before? Because you were happy and comfortable. And I just, that does kind of bother me a little
bit.
And
before we go full-blown into this chick, we really don't know
the
bottom line of this situation. Maybe the guy is a piece of trash. Who knows? And maybe she's benefited from being in a piece of trash relationship. Maybe that's why she got huge. Because he was such a piece of trash, she felt bad about herself and blew up.
Well, she did say that it was, let's see, she said she got up to mostly from bad eating habits. Yeah, and maybe, I don't know.
Maybe it's from depression, from not being in a good relationship. So who knows?
Yeah,
like we can't, I'm not going to fully blast this girl, but.
But I'm not going to fully blast the guy either.
Me either.
I'm not going to do that either because we don't know the whole story, so. All right.
You said, bottom line, talk to your wife, talk to your husband. Is something bothering you?
Yeah. It's a partnership.
As long as the longer you let it build and boil, that volcano is going to erupt, and it's going to be a sketchy situation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk. You have to. You know, I'm guilty of it, too. I let things build up inside of me, mm-hmm. you know? And
like
that's
like
just not
like
even
a hot load.
Yeah, damn, dude. God. That's on purpose. And that just that doesn't stop at your relationship, direct like wife
no.
or husband.
That's
that,
with
that,
everything.
That's with everybody. That's with you and I. That's yeah. with, you know, my boss, Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your friends, your best friends. You know, like, people piss you off. But as long as you talk about it, it's going to be okay.
Yep. No, I agree. All right. Well, I think that's good. Before we, you know, dig around anymore, it really is. We don't know the full story, but that's kind of my take. And I wanted to talk about
that.
Was
that kind of Dr. Phil-ish?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
I think I had a good.
So you weren't. You're not a real doctor, and you made no sense.
Right, pretty much. You know, I felt like there was some good morale in there.
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
I think so. Yeah, good. All right, we'll wrap it up with that. Perfect. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Don't forget to check out more, WIRX.com. Well, even with our listeners, if we stop trying on the show.
Let us know.
And we expect them to.
I mean, they do let us know. We suck.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's good. We try and improve.
Yep.
There you go. You know, fuck you guys. I am who I am. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the After Show podcast.